Hi, my name is Santito. This is Crypto Kid Podcast. I'm going to be talking to you guys about blockchain technology and cryptocurrency.
So I got a special guest. He's been on CNN News. He's a founder and CEO of SolveCare. And Mr. Pradeep, can you please provide an overview of your background and what drew you to crypto space?
Hello, Sunny. Thank you for having me on your podcast. It's a pleasure and certainly a pleasure to speak to your audience. To answer your question, I am a healthcare guy. I have been in healthcare all my life. Started early, right out of college, and I have held a variety of roles in healthcare as an insurance executive, as a government program policy implementation exec, as a health tech exec. I built several health tech companies and also worked in the commercial insurance and big projects like Medicare and Medicaid. And of course, I'm a father, I'm a son, so I'm a patient like everybody else. And having been on this journey for 30 plus years, I got to see healthcare from every angle, more than most people. And given my tech background, I began to see some really repeating patterns and problems that continue to persist decade after decade. So that brought me to SolveCare and to crypto and blockchain, because I saw the opportunity to actually use this technology, both that blockchain and Web3 represent, to make a difference that we don't seem to be making, to break down the silos that persist decade after decade. And SolveCare was started as a mission, as a vision based on my own experience and experience of the overall industry, to really change the way we treat the patient, the way we engage the doctor, and the way we interact with the regulatory or administrative side of healthcare. So it's a long journey. I've been on this healthcare journey for more than three decades and SolveCare for now 7 years or 6 years, sorry.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I admire your persistence and your wanting to care for human beings. Can you tell me more about SolveCare and the problems that it aims to address?
Yes, absolutely. I will break it down into simple three things. And one, people understand, and two, they don't about healthcare. And those are the three problems we're trying to solve. The first problem that everybody understands is that healthcare has a data problem, right? You or I as a patient don't have our own data in our control. And our data is locked up in many silos, insurance company silo, hospital silo, pharmacy network silo, radiology and diagnostic lab silos. So they all have these are pieces of our identity and our data, but they have no reason to talk to each other because they have their own business objectives. And they really don't have a good business objective to collaborate for the betterment of you and I. They're all trying to run a business. There's nothing wrong with that, except that we end up paying the price as a patient or as a parent where all this data is distributed, but never in our control. So that creates a problem in terms of getting the right care at the right time when we need it. And it creates a lot of bureaucracy and pain. So we all understand this, right? Everybody has this understanding. But there are two other even worse silos that people don't fully see, but they exist to an even greater disadvantage of the parent or the patient. The second data silo that I'm talking about, the second silo that I'm talking about is a care delivery silo. So healthcare is divided up into narrow networks. You know, you got a network of doctors affiliated with United or Humana or Cigna or Medicare or Medicaid or your employer, and you are forced to choose healthcare inside that care silo. And if you happen to be in a bad silo, well, then you are SOL because you get to choose only care that's available in your silo. So based on these silos, we are denied or given access to care, which may or may not be what we want. But that's where the silo we live in. And these are invisible prison that we don't see the walls, but they define our care experience. So this is a second big problem. And the third big problem, even more invisible to you and I, but affects every decision in healthcare, is a payment silo. So now, depending on which care silo we are in, we are further constrained by the payment mechanism associated with us. So whether we are a self-pay or an insurance pay or employer pay or Medicare pay or Medicaid pay, whoever is paying our bill tends to define our care experience even further than the care silo and even further than the data silo. So we got all these three-dimensional constraints on us. We got a data problem, we got a care access problem, and we got a payment constraint. And these three silos collectively ensure that nobody is happy in healthcare. Not the patient, not the doctor, and even not the government, not society, not even the administrator like insurance companies, because they are struggling to figure out how to balance patient dissatisfaction with provider dissatisfaction with rising costs. So SolveCare is designed to address these three fundamental silos that most people don't even understand they exist, but they define the healthcare experience of every human being on the planet. It's not just an American problem. These data silos exist more or less in every society. And just because they're invisible doesn't mean they're not bad. So I built this company and this platform as an open architecture platform for the whole planet so we can break down these silos gradually, but with a very clear mind that when we get rid of these silos, humanity will function better, at least in terms of healthcare.
Wow, that's amazing. I know that I live here in Florida, and it's very hard for me to get healthcare at a young age. I'm 30 years old, and it's very complicated because I was looking into Medicare, and it's just like this process, and it's almost virtually impossible to get it. So I appreciate you carrying on with the milestone and making it simple and easy for people like me to get healthcare really easily and getting rid of the complicated of it.
Absolutely.
So how can you utilize CareChain and what are the its capabilities, use cases?
So CareChain is our open architecture blockchain for the whole planet. Our vision is that the CareChain has a layer two blockchain and it sits on top of Ethereum, but CareChain is designed to be a healthcare chain. And it is designed to be accessible to anyone and everyone who is either delivering care or need care or receiving care or administering care. So it's an all actor chain, but it's a good actor chain. So CareChain is specifically designed for healthcare access and healthcare compliance. And it's designed to address those three silos, the data silo, the delivery silo, and the payment silo, right? Now, the way we address that, the way CareChain makes you makes it accessible to everyone is in many different ways. But let's take the example of a patient. So I, as a patient, should be able to broadcast my need on the chain, and any actor on the chain who is competent enough to deliver the care to me should be able to respond to my event. The fundamental principle being to flip the equation of, instead of me looking for a doctor, let the doctor find me. So that's a CareChain property. Okay. So that way I can get let's say I want to lose weight. There is no reason why I'm limited to Florida doctors. I can say on the chain that I'm such and such person with this medical condition or this genetic history or whatever, age, weight, BMI, and I'm looking for a weight loss program, and let the world respond to me. But the people I want to respond to that should be competent, not some charlatan. So CareChain is a proof of competency based chain where every actor has a defined competency and they can interact with each other in a way that we should interact. So we break down all three silos in one step. The second thing, example of a CareChain would be, let's say I'm an employer and I have employees and I got to take care of them. So I can build on the chain benefit management solutions, which allow me to interact with my employees and keep track of them. And they can interact in the chain with me as an employer actor and you as an employee actor. And individuals, you can be multiple actors in the chain. You can be a doctor and a patient and an employer and an employee. You can also be a publisher. You can also be a reviewer. So there are well-defined roles in the chain and you can play multiple roles. Then you have insurance companies. They can build networks to deliver better benefits for their entire insured population. But a better example is you are a hospital and you want to treat all your patients with not just when they're in the hospital, but when they leave the hospital and continue to give them good care and good advice. So you can build a network on a chain to engage all your previous and current and future patients. You can be a government agency. You can build it on the chain, a network for a city or even a country. So the notion of the chain is it's an open architecture platform for the whole planet. It's based on a blockchain, so you don't need to trust me to trust the chain. And every actor on the chain is competent in a certain role, which means you are guaranteed that your request will be responded to by a competent actor, not somebody pretending to be someone. But nobody's identity is published on the chain unless you choose to publish it. So we are a zero-knowledge proof competency chain where everybody's competency can be verified without knowing their identity or even their... You don't need to know everything about me to know that I'm a doctor and that I can service you. And only when we build a relationship with each other through the chain that I might disclose to you more about myself or as part of our relationship. But the world doesn't need to know everything about me just to know the fact that I'm a doctor or you're a patient. So Care Chain is a zero knowledge proof competency chain built for healthcare, which is open to every healthcare delivery organization, every healthcare delivery human being, and every human being that needs healthcare. And the idea being that whether you're a consumer or a doctor or a pharmacy or a lab or a hospital or an insurance company or the minister of health for a country, you can use the chain to build the solution that makes sense for your population. That's what Care Chain does. And it does that on the basis of Web3 and blockchain principles of sovereignty, preserving privacy, real-time transaction, peer-to-peer communication with zero knowledge proof of competency. That's what Care Chain does.
That's really unique. And that's, you guys are doing, pushing pretty well in getting involved with the community and getting out there and showing people the transparency and how to trust the system. So that's really amazing. And I can see you guys really growing globally in the future, like becoming mainstream. I mean, you guys are already pretty big already, but just the amount of work that you already put in, it's just, there's just so much left to do. And what are some of the advantages of SolCare's business model, especially from the data security perspective?
So of course, data in healthcare is very fundamental. It's a lifeblood of healthcare delivery. And our vision is to bring the data in the control of the person who benefits and who is the real owner of it, but allow for sharing of the data because you need to share it to get the right care from the right party. So we have built in the kitchen a lot of capability that's unusual and unique for healthcare. The first is that I can share and unshare data. So I can share data with a party, but then if I realize that I want to end my relationship with this party, I can unshare it. I have the ability to maintain custody of data even after I share it with you, because if you forward it to somebody, I get notified, and the person you forwarded the data, my data to, will not be able to open it without explicit consent from me. So just because I gave you my information or you gave me your information, doesn't automatically give me the right to delegate that to someone else without your permission. So when data leaves the wallet, it immediately gets re-encrypted to the key, which I will need to get from you because it's your data. So we protect the data from being forwarded or utilized in ways that it shouldn't be. So we call this thing maintaining custody of data, even if you don't have maintaining ownership of data, even if you don't have custody of data, right? So you have the sharing and the unsharing and the continued chain of custody, regardless of how many people share it. Then we have created a data model which allows you to have public data and private data separated in the same transaction. So I can send you an event with two data types, public data, which you can open without further communication with me, and private data that you will need to request a key from me, which allows me to share things with you that I need to share and share the same event with somebody else, but they can see private data and you can. For example, I might share with my family the prescription, but I may not share with them the diagnosis, right? So I can take the prescription from the doctor, forward it to my family member and say, hey, you know, can you please help me fill this prescription because I'm too sick to go to the pharmacy, but they don't need to be able to flip the card over and look at the diagnosis. They only need to go get the prescription filled for me. So there is this ability to segment data into public and private views of the same data, depending on who I'm sending it to. Very advanced, you know, control on data. So you have sharing, unsharing, custody, and multiple sites. So those are some of the things we do on Care Chain. But at a more fundamental level, CareChain is built with a Web3 principle that every patient is a sovereign human being. They own their data, they own their identity, and they own their computational space on the web. And that we are all going to be publishers and subscribers at the same time of data and identity and services. So I'm no longer this guy with no power looking for help from people who have all the power. So my role in the care chain is same as that of a hospital. I'm not at a disadvantage to them. I have the ability to store information. I have the ability to share information. I have the ability to run computation on my data. And I'm no longer relying upon an EMR, electronic medical record system, to have all the logic. I can have the logic on my side as well. So Web3 is all about empowerment of the individual, right? It's about ownership of the web. What does that really mean? It means data, identity, and transactional capability. And CareChain gives you all three. So as a result, when you participate in the chain, you become a Web3 presence on the, you know, on the chain, which means you have a permanent identity. We protect your human identity. We let you store as much data as you want, and we let you compute as much as you like. So you become, you know, a equally empowered actor on the healthcare chain, and not just some, you know, disadvantaged human being as compared to an institution. So that's what we do with data and how we enable all that through Web3 and blockchain.
Okay. I like it. I like it a lot. Because I know some people, because I worked in healthcare for a while. I was working at a nursing home and as a caregiver. And some of the patients that I was taking care of, they're just like, don't tell my family my diagnosis. Mm-hmm. It's really private. Don't just... Please, yes. Just keep it to yourself. I was like, I had to respect that because there was a thing called HIPAA and whatnot and OSHA and all that. So yeah, I really do respect the how you guys are keeping everything really personal and not like blowing out their whole business. So can you share any notable partners, companies that SolveCare works with or it's integrated with?
Yeah, we work with a variety of, and we have many more partnerships coming than we have today. But first, on the healthcare side, we have hospitals who are publishing really interesting solutions. One thing I didn't mention, I should come back to this, is that we also have the ability on the care chain to publish what we call care NFTs. Now, a care NFT is a smart NFT. It's upgradable. It has multiple dimensions to it. It has content. It has even logic in the NFT. So when you publish a care NFT, you can really publish a very powerful healthcare content and advisory and clinical and functional capability. So a care NFT is a multidimensional, you know, smart NFT. Doctors are publishing NFTs to advise you on how to lose weight or stop smoking or not drink excessively or manage your diabetes. So we have what we call monetization of competence. So Care NFT lets you monetize your competence as a doctor or as a radiologist or as a chiropractor or even as a nurse or a pharmacist. So anybody who has healthcare clinical competency can apply to become a publisher on CareChain. And they can write care NFTs that you and I can download and use and actually pay for and get value out of. We're not talking about just photos and graphics. We're talking about real healthcare knowledge. So there is this care NFT concept on CareChain that allows people to monetize their healthcare competence. So care NFTs are competency-based NFTs, which can be published by competent actors on the chain. Then we have, so coming back to your question about partnerships. So we are partnered already with a variety of crypto projects like Chainlink and Scale. But equally importantly are our clinical partners who are building really complex and powerful healthcare solutions. So we have one of the top hospitals in the world, in the United States, one of the most reputable hospitals in the world, is building a solution on the chain for cardiology care. We have another major pharmaceutical company that built a solution on a platform for diabetes care. We are working with a major weight loss company to create a weight loss solution on the chain. There is no limit, right? But here's the thing to consider. This diabetes care solution that the network that was built on the care chain was originally built for 25,000 patients. But worldwide, there is 500 million patients who have or are at risk of diabetes. And if you think about the top 10 diseases, 4+ billion people either have or will develop these top 10 diseases. One out of two human beings that's alive today, 50% or more of humanity that exists today, will die from these top 10 diseases. And yet, there is no constant, easy, and competent access to care. You can Google things, but that's not a competency-based search. That's just random search. How do you get competent content relevant to your health condition? And how do you get competent care no matter where you live? That 10 healthcare conditions that will affect more than 4 billion people is who CareChain is built for. So we are focused on crypto partnerships and we are focused on clinical partnerships. And we are signing clinical partnerships as fast as we're signing crypto partnerships. We will be announcing very soon partnerships around the CareChain hosting. So we are looking at the major chain hosts and we are going to be announcing a number of them to make it possible for you to become a chain host, a validator node for the chain. So that's crypto partnerships. So there are many things that we are doing in healthcare, both from a crypto perspective, blockchain perspective, and Web3 perspective. But equally importantly, we are building partnerships where we can publish solutions and content in the form of NFTs that address the top 10 disease conditions, be it diabetes or hypertension or COPD, asthma, or be it kidney disease and renal failure. These top 10 disease conditions, like Diabetes Network that we built, all we need is 10 credible, competent networks to exist to be able to address the needs of 4+ billion people. That's really the mission of CareChain, is to make access to care possible for all these people. So that's what we are working on. So our partnerships fall into crypto, blockchain, Web3, but equally importantly in the healthcare space as well.
That's really neat. I didn't know you guys got into the NFT space since the last time we talked. You guys have really been doing a lot of work and wow. So I might need to sign up for CareChain because I like NFTs for sure.
You should. And the NFTs that we're publishing are some of the top doctors in the world writing NFTs about, okay, look, if you're a 30-year-old male and, you know, you maybe have a history of a certain chronic condition in the family, and if you'd have, then this is the NFT that'll guide you through managing that risk. You know, here is the 10 things you got to do to avoid developing certain conditions. Like in my case, my family has a history of diabetes, right? So I need to know what can I do. And believe it or not, given even my experience in healthcare, when I downloaded the NFT, I realized that I'm not doing 3 out of 10 things I should be doing. I'm not measuring my BMI. I am not getting my A1C checked every 4 months. And I'm also eating way too many carbs, which I can do. The fat is better than carbs for diabetics. I didn't know that, right? And that I should be low on carb diet, but maybe I can take in more fat. Very simple things, but if you don't know, you don't know. And I wouldn't have trusted that just by Googling it. But when I see the fact that this NFT is backed by a top tier, one of the best medical institutions in the world, and the person who wrote the NFT is one of the top endocrinologists in the world, you know, for $10, I got the information that I would have to spend maybe $1,000 to go see a doctor and do all the tests and so on. And on top of it, this $10 NFT also gives me access to a discount with the physician should I want to do a consultation with them. So you see, it's a really excellent idea for physicians and clinicians to monetize their competency, establish their trust with me, give me very useful, trusted advice, and then build a relationship that creates a long-term revenue for them. So this is the framework that we are starting to see with doctors writing NFTs. And this is not just US, we are seeing the NFTs appear in all languages around the world. So this is the partnerships that we are really excited about.
Absolutely. So it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer for sure. So folks, if you want an NFT, make sure you sign up with SolveCare.
Absolutely. If you want to publish it, sign up. We are running NFT publishing workshops. So if you're a clinician, you don't need to learn anything very complicated, join our workshop and we will show you how to author an NFT. We will even author it for you if you are trying to write something very powerful and multi-stage NFT where you want to write avatars, you know, based on age or gender. You can actually create in the NFT views based on the avatar and gender of an age, gender-based NFT. So there's a lot of power in this NFT that we can teach you how to do, or we can do it for you. We're happy to do it. And certainly we invite everybody to, you know, join our Telegram group or write to us at info@solve.care, and we'll be happy to give you more information. And all of this, of course, runs on the Solve token as gas, as publishing fee, to buy NFTs, to use NFTs, to join a network, to buy devices, to become a reviewer of NFT and make money from your clinical competence as a reviewer, to validate nodes, to run a validation node. It's all Solve economy, Solve tokenomics. So if you are interested in that, we can certainly teach you that as well.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people nowadays are so interested. And I think this is going to be the game changer for Solve Care and its transparency. And it's building up people's curiosity, because they would think like, wow, my healthcare insurance is in the NFTs. So it's just like, and if they're into Web3, they're just like, this is actually really cool. So how does Web3 improve the healthcare infrastructure?
So CareChain is built on Web3 principles, but if you take Web3 in its isolation, and I see Web3 and blockchain as very complementary technologies for healthcare. They both work way better together than independently. But what Web3 technology really gives us, the ability for the patient to become a publisher of need rather than a subscriber of care. So example I would give you in a Web3 space is, let's say you have a CareChain node. You sign up for CareChain, you create your own identity, which creates for you a specific Web3 address. It gives you a Web3 computational space. It gives you Web3-based identities, data storage, and compute. Now, that address can be published on the chain. So working Web3 and blockchain work hand in hand. So you could basically go out on the chain and publish from your Web3 address a need. Like, I am Pradeep and I need to see a doctor, and I need to see a doctor for my kid, and I need to see that in the next 3 days. People don't need to know anything more about me or my kid. They only need to know that there is a father of a six-year-old who's looking for a pediatrician, and maybe he's looking for a pediatric neurologist or whatever. Every doctor on the chain has the competency of a physician or a pediatrician would receive that message. Other actors will get the message, but they can't open it because they don't have the competency. But those who are doctors would be able to read the message and respond, and their Web3 space can automatically respond to my message saying, yes, I'm available 3 days from now. I'm a pediatrician in Jacksonville. You are in Fort Lauderdale. We can do a consult, you know, tomorrow at 3 p.m. And here is my rate. I take your insurance card that you have sent to me, the insurance company that you are with. And if you agree, then we exchange our identities. Before that, we don't. And then we exchange the records. So I maybe get 5 responses. I pick the one I want. So in this scenario, I became a publisher and you became a subscriber. I'm the patient. You are the doctor. Instead of me searching for a doctor in the yellow pages or randomly asking people, I can access an entire universe of competency by having my Web3 identity interact with your Web3 identity. My Web3 data interact with your Web3 logic. And we can transact safely with each other. So we break down all the silos I talked about. I don't have a data silo anymore. I don't have a care silo anymore. And I don't have a payment silo anymore, because I can pay you in real time in Solve. I can access care with whoever I think is the best person based on competency and location and availability. So nobody's defining for me care access. I am defining it for myself. And I can both enable data sharing as well as I can give you the authority to go get their data from the hospital. So I can grant you consent on the chain. So this really breaks down those three silos. Could we do it with blockchain alone? Probably not. You need both the unique identity and compute power of Web3 that each individual needs to have, which is how CareChain is built, and the immutable ledger that blockchain is to connect all these Web3 addresses. And that's how you end up with a really powerful healthcare system, that the way it should work, which is a very different healthcare system than the way it is. So our vision is to transform healthcare one patient at a time, but for every patient on the planet.
That's funny. I'm glad you said that. One patient at a time. Usually when people go through like AA, and they're just like one day at a time. So that's, I'm glad you're using that analogy, because it's true. It takes a little bit at a time to build up, you know what I mean? So
yes, absolutely.
So what are the key predictions for Web3, blockchain, and healthcare in 2023?
So my personal view is that both Web3 and blockchain are going through a little bit of an identity crisis, where the industry is moving from just technology jargon to actual usage and usability in the market. And that's what we've been working on for the last 6 years. You know, we have gone through a lot of blockchain hype cycles since I started SolveCare, and we are seeing the similar pattern with Web3. But when you break it down, they're very powerful transformative technologies that need to be deployed in sectors where there is a great need. Healthcare is one of the greatest need sectors for technology transformation. Healthcare IT is ancient. Healthcare data silos are ancient. Healthcare care delivery silos are embedded in business models that are now 50, 70 years old. And healthcare payment systems are incredibly inefficient. So these three big problems in healthcare, data, care, and payment, are all relying upon very old technology, which doesn't really serve the needs of patient or doctor today. Now, COVID helped a little bit by making people digitally, open to digital health, but it didn't break down those silos that I talked about. It just made them worse in some ways. So we are addressing the root cause. Now, the way I see Web3 and blockchain evolving, and then other technologies like AI are going to come into play as well, and we need to use them carefully. But my prediction is that we're going to see companies like SolveCare that have been really focused on real utility of blockchain in the real world for the benefit of the real consumer is where the time has come. I think we're going to see less and less of the hype, you know, as because this current, you know, challenges in blockchain and Web3 are sort of forcing people to confront with the reality of their business model. Am I building something for real value, or am I just selling hype and empty words? So I think this is a shakedown in the sense that a lot of the noise will die down and true solutions will emerge and have emerged. And that trend will continue beyond 23 into 24 and 25. But I think we're reaching the point of adoption because the real value has been created. Companies like us, and we're not the only ones, but companies like SolveCare have built really usable enterprise and consumer-oriented platforms on Web3 and blockchain. And they don't need to be, we are no longer abstract. It's no longer a concept. It's a real platform you can use. You can think of it as Salesforce.com, but built on blockchain and Web3 and built for healthcare. So it becomes very tangible. So I think the year 2023 and the next 2 years are all about tangible value, tangible results in a very clear sector-specific business model. And there'll be other sectors for sure who will benefit, but healthcare is really poised to benefit from these technologies. And we see the adoption picking up. We have really great response from all walks of life in all parts of the world when it comes to healthcare transformation. We are getting interest from governments, hospitals, individual doctors, patients, you know, mom and pop pharmacies, pharmacy networks, pharmaceutical companies. Everybody is saying, well, look, if you can do that, then I can absolutely use you. So that's where I see the adoption curve going.
It's inevitable. It's going to happen, and nobody's going to be able to stop it. I was watching DeSantis make a speech about Big Brother and digital currency. I don't really think he understands the concept of it, of the power and the greatness that this could really help people with everyday life and society. And this technology, blockchain technology, is the way of the future. I look at it as like the internet of the 90s. Not a lot of people really understood it, but once they started to get into it, like it just it started expanding in so many ways. For sure. So what is the self-care focus in 2023?
We are all focused on adoption and utility. So with our expanded tokenomics, SolveToken is now used in so many ways. It's a competency token, it's a payment token, it's a publishing token, it's a earnings token, it's a access token to care, and it's also a token that can be used in a both stable payment and a market payment model. So there's a lot of power we have built into it. So we are seeing 2023 as a year of adoption of the care chain and the SOLT token. And of course, there are other pieces to our platform like Care Wallet and Care Protocol and many other things that make it all possible. But fundamentally, the Care Wallet connecting to the care chain and allowing the transaction between you and I in SOLT token is driving real fundamental adoption. So we see this is a year of adoption for us. This is a year of real world utility. We also see this to be a year of growth in terms of number of use cases. And I come back to, I expect that over the next several months, we will see not just diabetes care network, but a network addressing each of the top 10 killer diseases, right? And so that more than 4 billion people have a reason to download the wallet and access these care advice and care guidance and care services around those 10 disease conditions. So really, if you can boil down 2023 to one sentence, it is to make sure that every one of the top 10 diseases that affects more than half of humanity, there is something on the chain that is of immediate and trusted value published by competent physicians and hospitals. And that makes the chain relevant to practically every human being on the planet. That's our goal. And that's our vision for 2023.
Okay. So we're running short on time, and I really do appreciate you coming on the show. I know you're a busy guy. So where can people find you and reach out to get SolveCare and get connected?
So SolveCare's website is www.solve.care. And our second care chain website is carechain.network. So one word, carechain.network. Either one of them links to the other, but if you're interested in blockchain and if you understand layer two chains and how to build on chains and write your own dApps and mint your own NFTs, then you go to carechain.network. Otherwise, you go to solve.care and you join our community. We have a great community on Telegram. We have communities around the world in different languages, but the main community in English is on Telegram. You can always write to us at info@solve.care email address. You can follow us on Twitter or on Discord or on Facebook or LinkedIn. But the best way to get involved is to come attend a workshop. Join our NFT minting workshop, become a validator, become a reviewer, download the wallet and connect to the chain and see what you can do with it. Those are a few things that I would recommend. And also come to us with ideas if you have some innovative idea.
So where can everyone find you and learn more about SolveCare?
So there are two websites. For the technologists and blockchain enthusiasts, go to carechain.network. And to the physician or consumer or anybody who's just interested in healthcare, go to solve.care. You can get engaged in different roles. You can engage with us as a consumer. You can download the Care Wallet and join different networks. You can join as a competent actor on the chain, as any clinician or pharmacist or lab or diagnostic technician, as a company, as an individual. So if you are in the business of delivering healthcare or healthcare services, join the chain as a actor, what we call competent actors. You can become a reviewer if you want to review other people's content. You can become a publisher on the chain as a care NFT publisher based on your competency. You can run a validator node and earn money from validating events on the chain. So there are a variety of things. We also run workshops, especially to show you how to do NFT minting. And if you're a doctor, you don't need to worry about learning how to mint. We'll walk you through the process. We'll even mint it for you. You just need to design the NFT in a workshop with us. So there are many ways to get involved. Whether you're a healthcare consumer or a healthcare delivery organization or a healthcare provider or a healthcare facilitator or an enabler or administrator, look, every human being on the planet needs healthcare, so you have a reason to get involved. And you can always reach out to us by email on info@solve.care as well. Plus, we are on Telegram. You can search for SolveCare on Telegram. Plus, we are on LinkedIn. You can find me by my name or SolveCare's LinkedIn page. We're also on Twitter. We are also on Facebook. We are also on Discord channel. So there are many ways to get involved.
Okay. Okay. And I think there was a once part is, are people able to bounce ideas back to you and give their like opinion?
Absolutely. The Telegram channel for SolveCare is the best option. It's just one word, SolveCare on Telegram. And we have a fully moderated 24/7 community. We take every comment there. We moderate it. We look at the content. We take feedback. We run Ask Me Anything question sessions all the time. And people provide a lot of feedback on that. You will find it to be a very active community. So just join that community and give us your thoughts or write to us by email, either way, either info@solve.care or on Telegram SolveCare.
Wow. Wow. I really do appreciate you coming on. And I can't thank you enough. I'm honored to have you. And I know you're doing big things, man. And I condone you for that. And I hope to see you in the future. Is there any events that you're going to be attending? I know the last time we met was at the Government Blockchain Association in Washington, D.C. Are you going to go back to that here in May?
I believe so. I'll be at the GBA event in May. We are also going to be at the Crypto Expo Asia in Singapore in June. And we'll be at the mainnet event in New York later this year, the Messari event in New York. And there will be some NFT shows that we'll be looking to go to where we can teach people how to write more useful and powerful healthcare NFTs. More shows are coming up all the time. But those three I know for sure, the Crypto Expo Asia in Singapore, the mainnet event in New York, and the GBA event that's coming up in May.
All right. Is there any exclusive information where you could drop that's about to come out that where people heard it here first on Crypto Kid podcast, or do you think we covered everything?
Well, I really appreciate that opportunity to be here. I think the exclusive information that I can give you here is this, that over the next coming weeks, we are going to have a preponderance of really useful Care NFTs come out on the Care chain. We have some really big announcements on the Care chain coming out into the partnerships. And we have some really interesting announcements coming out around the Solve token as they mature. And our philosophy is announced when it's done. But the biggest thing that I can say to you, and I did mention it earlier, is that we are about to announce partnerships where it'll be possible for you to host validator nodes very, very easily. So if you want to become a node validator, if you want to be a validator on the chain, you will have many different options, including an Apple option. So this is the first time I'm mentioning this in public, that Care chain is Apple enabled and runs on Mac OS as well. And you can run nodes on Apple hardware like Mac minis. So that's something that we have never put out there in the market, but you are the first to know.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. And yeah, people on Crypto Kid podcast and whoever's listening, make sure you check out SolveCare and check out Mr. Pradip. He's a great speaker. I've saw him at the Government Blockchain Association. If you're in Singapore, check him out. And looking forward to seeing what endeavors you have in the future. So thanks again, man, and you have a great day.
You too, Sunny. Thank you for having me, and stay safe, stay well. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. All right. Have a good one.
Did you know that podcasts are a great way to grow your personal and business brand voice? Here's a secret. We all want to feel connected to brands we buy from. What a better way to humanize a brand than through sharing your story on a podcast? KidCaster is a podcast booking agency that specializes in developing real human connection through podcast appearances. If you are an expert in your field, have a unique story to share, or an interesting point of view, It's time to explore the world of podcasting with KitCaster. You can expect a completely customized service from our staff of communication experts. KitCaster is your secret weapon in podcasting for business. Your audience is waiting to hear from you. Go to kitcaster.com/cryptokid to apply your special offer for friends of this podcast. The link will also be in the description down below. And happy podcasting.